World records come in all shapes and sizes, but a rather unique record was set just this week involving over 10,000 kids from all across Australia. On the anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, children got involved in a moon hack where kids completed a series of programming exercises all related to science and astronomy. Code Club Australia is the group behind the campaign. And to tell us about this rather amazing world record, we've got their general manager, Kelly Tagalan, on the phone. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Now, I'd be really remiss if my first question wasn't, what is the first rule of Code Club?
The first rule of Code Club is you tell everybody about Code Club.
And if it's your first day, you have to code.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, the first day is actually usually the best day. Kids are coming in and they're kind of getting a grasp of what computer programming is all about. And we break it down into something really easy, which is just kind of learning the concepts, and they snap together color-coded blocks. And the next thing you know, they're creating their own stories, animations, and games.
So tell us a bit about the moon hack itself. What were some of the challenges?
So the first challenge was, how are we going to include everybody who wants to be involved in this world record? So, silly me, I first kind of thought, well, we'll get all these kids coming to the Sydney Opera House and we'll, you know, set a world record. But we realized that that would really limit who could attend. And at Code Club, we really prioritize regional and remote engagement. And we also really want this to be an all Australian effort. We don't just want kids in the Sydney metro area to be involved. Mm. So we had to really think more globally, as it were. And we decided that a digital engagement was the way to go. Developing the project was a lot of fun. We got to work with someone really skilled. A dad actually running his own Code Club in Melbourne helped us develop the materials. And that was really exciting.
Do the regional areas often miss out with this kind of high-level coding, fun groups and education?
Well, I think if you were talking to an educator in a regional area, they would tell you that a lot of professional development and other resources just don't come their way. Mm. And that's something that we're really dedicated to doing. Thanks to the Telstra Foundation and the Australian Federal Government who fund Code Club, we have the resources to get out directly into the regions and work with those high-impact areas.
And with the kids, like, is there a bit of a focus on getting girls involved? Because, I mean, we've heard a lot, even just this week. I mean, boys love this kind of stuff, and they often can dominate the space without meaning to.
Right, and that's because of the unconscious bias of the adults that are organizing it. To be honest with you, Code Club has seen terrific numbers. We have 52% of our Code Clubbers are girls.
That's great.
And when we looked at the engagement, I didn't look at the final number of girls versus boys in the tally for Moonhack, but it was pretty fairly split 50-50. What we do a little bit differently with our educators and our Code Club volunteers is we help them understand how to create a gender-neutral learning environment that encourages activity from both boys and girls.
Wow, okay. And so what sort of, specifically what kind of challenges are we talking about? I'm quite curious about this.
The projects themselves, or are you talking about gender neutral?
The actual projects themselves.
Oh, it's awesome. So we start out with things like the first lesson is called Rock Band, and kids learn how to connect sprites, these visual elements, to sound. And they start out with something quite simple, but then sometimes they end up creating, you know, a beatboxer that's going in front of their own hip-hop beat, things like this. We move into a really great game called Lost in Space, actually, where a rocket goes and circumnavigates the moon and comes back. So we're working with physics, and I don't know if you remember learning math, but, you know, plotting your points on an XY axis.
Oh, I do. I do remember that, frighteningly.
Yeah, right. So we make it fun. We actually, we dress it up with code, and suddenly kids actually have an appetite for these types of math.
So are there any resources that you guys have got? If we've got parents listening who think that their kids should be or are already fascinated by coding or would love to give them a little bit of a nudge in that direction, anywhere you'd recommend that parents send their kids?
Yeah. Come and talk to us at codeclubau.org and we'll help you out.
Kelly, thank you so much for chatting to breakfast this morning.
Pleasure.